This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Today is National Day, reminding us to ask, are you okay, and start a meaningful conversation. And a new guide has been developed for our community to help us have those conversations that we need to have with one another, not only today, but throughout the year. And here to chat to us about this is Sophie Potter, Digital Health Director at LGBTIQ+ Health Australia. Sophie, great to have you back on Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sophie, why the need to develop a guide specifically for our community?
It's important to really call out the real needs that we have as a community because of discrimination and stigma and the challenges we face as communities and the specific needs that we might have in conversations about mental health and suicide. To help guide those to be as safe as possible.
And of course, we've all heard some terrible statistics regarding that. How powerful is asking, are you okay?
I think it is powerful. But there's a lot more that we can wrap around that as well. I think what's really important about asking, are you okay, is what comes next. So it's about listening and knowing that you don't need to have all the answers, but by listening and providing connection and knowing where to help recommend to turn to next can all help that listening process to work well.
I suppose that the key, though, isn't it, to when you do make that connection with someone, to make it sound like it's really, really genuine and not just a, you know what, it's are you okay day to day. I need to tick a few boxes, ring around a few people and just check that they're okay. And maybe these people I don't really speak to that often. I mean, surely they will know that you're not being that genuine.
Yes, that's right. So it does have to come from a genuine place of care. And I think that you can show that all year round by letting the people around you know that you're there to listen, you're there to support, that you're not going to judge them. So I do think it's much more than just one day, and you can help do that, you know, all throughout the year.
Sophie, tell us a little bit about the guide. Is it pretty easy to use?
Yeah. So we have LGBTIQ+ Health Australia. That is the organisation that helps to run Q Life, has developed a guide in partnership with Are You OK Day. And the guide is easy to use. It reassures you that you don't have to have all the answers, and that's understandable. And it helps listeners know which support services like Q Life that I work for to know to sort of recommend and refer people to for further support. The guidelines also recommend people do some research before going into a conversation and helps them prepare for a conversation so you're not going in there without confidence.
What if you do, you haven't read the guide and you are seeing a friend or catching up with a friend and you say, how have you been? And they say, actually, you know what, I'm really not good. I'm not in a good space, and you're not prepared. You know, you're put on the spot. Mm. What's the best thing to do in that situation?
I think that can easily happen any day of the year, but especially on Are You OK Day. If you are feeling like you're not sure what to do next, I think it's important to remember that you don't have to fix. You don't have to go into solve it mode. All you need to do is listen and, you know, validate what the person is saying and work with them to figure out what the best next step is. So I guess my big piece of advice is you don't need to solve it, and you don't need to go into look for the positive.
And I think that's really important, because I would hate to think that someone notices something is not right with their friend and doesn't necessarily ask because they're scared that they won't have the correct answer. So it's important to ask and to just remember that we just have to listen. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's understandable to feel a bit apprehensive or scared about these conversations, but it really is. The first step is really just listening, and, you know, going in without judgment and just taking the words for what they are.
Well, tell us a little bit, Sophie, about what QLife does.
So QLife is a national service available to people across the country. It's a peer-based service, so anytime you contact QLife by phone or web chat, you're going to be talking to someone from LGBTIQ plus communities on the other end of the line. It's a service by community for community, and we're open 3 till midnight every day of the week and year.
Fantastic. Sophie, thank you so much for joining us today on Joy Drive.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That is Sophie Potter, Digital Health Director at LGBTIQ plus Health Australia.
Joy Drive. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.